Jimmy Nelson and the Brewers are taking on the Padres in San Diego, and the right-hander would get some early run support from Eric Sogard and several of his teammates in the first inning.
And Aguilar with another base hit and a run-scoring single from Aguilar, and the first inning productivity continued. And Pena turns on one, and that's going to go to the corner, and the Brewers are popping here in inning number one. They lead it 4-0. And a ground ball through. The throw from Margot, not in time. Make it 5-0. RBI single from Eric Sogard.
Jimmy Nelson has a little margin for error here tonight. Already a 5-run lead before he even takes the mound.
That's strike three called. Got him. Challenged him again. A punch out for Jimmy.
Richard looking into Nelson. Brings home the first pitch, and Jimmy hits this the other way into right field. Gonna drop in front of Renfroe. Now it gets past him. Sogard will score easily. Nelson puts the brakes on at first. He drives in a run, and it's 6-0 Brewers.
Jimmy Nelson records his first RBI of the season. Milwaukee goes on to win 6-2. The Brewers have now won 7 of 9. Jimmy Nelson improves to 2-2 with his 6-plus innings of work and 2 earned runs allowed. And Eric Sogard records his first career 4-hit game.
I'm seeing the ball well. You know, I'm comfortable up there, just trying to get my pitch and put a good swing on it. And been getting some knocks lately, so great to get that win today. So having fun.
First inning leads have been a story for this team, but to put up 5 runs in the first tonight, to bat around, what kind of effect does that have on the opposing pitcher?
I mean, obviously tough for him to go out first inning, give up 5. And on the other hand, for Jimmy, you know, you can kind of let him go out there, relax and do his thing. And, you know, he was fantastic tonight, pounding the zone, letting us work behind him. So, and swinging the bat a little bit, too.
Yeah, Jimmy helped his own cause there as well. And just so you know, Sadie got cupcakes from the Padres. So a 4-hit night for you, cupcakes for Sadie. A better night tonight for the Sogard family?
Absolutely. I'm sure she's happy we won, no doubt. And definitely about the cupcakes.
With the win, the Brewers improved to 22-18 overall, and Craig Counsell continues to get production from Eric Sogard, who's now batting .600 in 4 games with the club.
Yeah, you know, it was we've had this inning a couple times this year, and it's a big first inning, and getting a pitcher before he settled in, and it's, you know, it makes Jimmy's night easier, you know, less kind of stressful pitches, I think, for him as he goes. And you know, we jumped out on this. Richard's been really good at home. He's been outstanding here in San Diego. So you know, we came out pretty aggressive, and he was staying away from us, and you know, we just put a lot of balls good hard in play and in the right places.
Is there any way to explain the first inning success that you guys have had offensively in general so far this season?
I mean, there's nothing. I just think it's the time, like I've talked about, when the pitcher is not, he's taking the mound for the first time in 5 days. He's still feeling his stuff, out his stuff. You know, he's brand new in an outing, and, you know, he's trying to find out what he has and what he has working and what he doesn't, getting a feel for all, you know, 3 or 4 of his pitches. And, you know, I think he's vulnerable, and we've done a good, any pitcher, it's not specific to Clayton Richard, any pitcher, and it's a good time to jump on him.
What kind of impact does that have on the opposing pitcher when they bat around, you put up 5 runs on him, and it's just that steady stream?
Well, he did a nice job coming back from that, and shut us down pretty good. But, I mean, I think in general, you know, the big thing was you're out to a big lead, and then Jimmy puts up a 0 that first inning, and it you know, cements the game a little bit where, although you still got, you know, 24 outs to go, that, you know, there's a big lead already in the game. And I think it does a lot for your starting pitcher as much as anything, that he can, he's got some breathing room.
We keep asking about Sogard here, but he's really been remarkable, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you bring a guy up and he steps in and he performs. It's a boost, you know, it really is. Because when you got guys out and, you know, the caliber that we have out right now, and somebody steps in there and, you know, both guys really, like you said, step in there and do every bit what these guys, other guys have been doing. It's, you know, it makes you, you know, appreciate the depth of our group, really.
Nice to see some defensive plays, especially taking advantage of some of their base running miscues.
Yeah, they had some miscues. We executed on their miscues, though. Domingo made a perfect throw. I mean, Sogard made a nice play. Johnny made a nice play. Orlando made a nice play. So Aggie made a couple nice plays. On the pick was a nice play. So just a good defensive night for sure.
Kind of lost in the offense was Jimmy's outing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was the six innings was really solid. I mean, I thought you know, he had a really good breaking ball tonight. His curveball was really good. He was, and his fastball was. It wasn't as a biggest velocity fastball of the year, but it was a fastball with a lot of life tonight. And he, you know, getting it by hitters, 8 strikeouts, 6 innings. That's a good number for Jimmy for sure.
That was Miguel Diaz, former Brewer.
Right.
What did you think of him? I mean, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, he threw the ball well. No, I mean, he threw the ball really well. He's got a nice arm, and you know, he pitched well for sure. He did a nice job saving their bullpen.
Milwaukee will try to make it 2 in a row on Wednesday night when Matt Garza takes the mound at Petco Park.